AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. In Israel, Secretary of State Antony Blinken says the U.S. is doing all it can to try to release hostages being held by Hamas.
For the families of the missing, there's an unrelenting agony of not knowing the fate of their loved ones, something that I don't think most of us can truly understand, truly contemplate if you're not in their shoes. No one should have to endure what they're going through.
Blinken had emotional meetings earlier with family members. Israel's strikes in Gaza continue, with the possibility the next step is a ground offensive. The Pentagon says the U.S. is not putting any specific conditions on how Israel uses American-provided munitions. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
Asked if the U.S. wanted Israeli assurances that the weapons not be used against civilians.
This is a professional military led by professional leadership, and we would hope and expect that they would do the right things.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says he'll leave it up to the Israelis to define their own operations.
We have no reason to believe that they would do anything different.
After a NATO minister's meeting in Brussels, Austin says the U.S. will keep working to get Israel whatever it needs, while also supporting Ukraine.
United States can walk and chew gum at the same time.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
There's a new indictment of New Jersey Democratic Senator Bob Menendez and his wife, conspiring to have him act as an agent of Egypt and Egyptian officials. They're accused of accepting bribes of cash, gold bars, and a luxury car from three New Jersey businessmen. Former House Speaker Kevin McCarthy was asked if Louisiana Steve Scalise has the votes to be the next speaker.
Possible. It's a big deal, though. He told a lot of people he's going to be at 150.
A plane from Nairobi bound for Heathrow Airport was escorted by Air Force fighter jet and diverted to Stansted Airport instead. This is AP News. Swiftie alert. Taylor Swift premiered her concert documentary in Los Angeles ahead of what could be a blockbuster weekend. Here's the AP's Margie Zaraletta.
Beyonce, Adam Sandler, and Flavor Flav were among the celebrities attending the premiere of the film Taylor Swift: The Eras Tour. Swift tells fans she has never had so much fun in her career as she's had with this tour, and it's because of the fans.
I think you'll see that you absolutely are main characters in this film because that's what made the tour magical.
The movie has already sold more than $100 million in tickets worldwide. Swift takes the tour to South America starting next month. I'm Archie Zaraletta.
Sony has developed the Access Controller for the PlayStation. The aim is to make gaming easier for people with disabilities. It's a round, customizable gadget that can rest on a table or wheelchair tray that can be configured in many ways depending on what the user needs. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.